I want you to be asking the Holy Spirit now this morning, while you're here right now, just ask the Holy Spirit, Lord, what dream have you placed on the inside of me? What dream is hidden on the inside of me? What have you placed on me, in me from the very beginning of time, that's on the inside of me that I haven't yet discovered? So when we come to places like this morning, we should come with a purpose. Say, Lord, what do you want me to discover today? What is it about you that you want me to discover today? And what is it about me, what you've placed in me, that you want me to discover today? If you'll come with an attitude like that, God will reveal some things to you. Jesus said, the kingdom of God is within you. Now, but one of the first things that we must understand is that things are not the way they appear. Things are not the way they seem. Even in your daily life, and you look around, things are not the way they seem. We have to make a decision how we are going to live. Are we going to live by the way things appear, or are we going to live by what the Word of God says about me and about what God has for me? And the Bible says, if God is for me, who can be against me? So we can choose to wake up and submit to an oppressive spirit that might be upon us, or we can wake up and say, bless God, God is for me this day, so who can be against me? No demonic spirit of oppression is going to be able to hold me back today. Why? Because God is with me. The second thing that we need to know is that we are at war. We are at war. The Bible clearly calls us to be warriors in this world. We must understand that we are at war. Our biggest battle is right between the ears, and we understand that if we can keep our thinking straight, we'll often win the battle. There's lots of scriptures that speak to us about the fact that we're at war. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3, Paul says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God through the pulling down of strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself up against the knowledge of God. In other words, we're to bring every imagination into the captivity of Christ. Make sure that what we are dwelling on, what we are thinking about, lines up with what Jesus said about us. So when we are at war, we also have to think about, not only are we at war about trying to keep our thinking straight, we are also at war against demonic forces that would try to lead us down a path that would reflect how the enemy wants to live as opposed to how God wants us to live. That's what he desires. Did you know that we are to be conformed to the image of the Lord Jesus Christ? And the Bible teaches that. And God wants us to look like him. God wants us to act like him. God wants us to be like him. He has given us that ability because we have been created in his likeness and in his image. He actually speaks to us like a father. He wants us to understand that our relationship is like a good father has with the son. Also, the third thing is that you have a crucial role to play. You have a crucial responsibility for the time that you have been given here on earth. You have a crucial responsibility for that period of time that you have been given to live out your life upon the earth. We must understand that we have a responsibility for not only our generation, but the generation coming behind us. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, and again in verse 28, that God made man in his image and in his likeness. And then he said, let them have dominion. As you have a God-given right to have dominion, you must take that responsibility in order to be able to run ahead with God on the plan, in the dream that he has for you. But I want you to know that God has a dream for you, and he has equipped you this morning. He has equipped you with everything that it takes to fulfill the dream that God has put on the inside of you. You see, God's interested in seeing his plan for you accomplished. And he'll anoint you if you step out and do it. If you don't know what your dream is, then it's time to go to God and ask him, Lord, what's my dream? What do you have me here for? What am I supposed to do? Everybody has a dream. Everything of worth begins with a dream. A dream is a wish your heart makes. A dream comes from your heart. comes from the inside. Say this with me. If I can dream it, I can do it with God's help. You see, if you have a dream that's rolling on the inside of you, then God will put His anointing on it if you will step out and do it.